Welcome, my beautiful souls, to Love Notes, your Friday night sanctuary where romance softens your shoulders and connection warms your chest. I'm Ellie Thies, your guide for the next hour, an hour of intimacy, music, stories, and sparks of warmth in the coldest season of the year. And it is cold. Tonight, we're stepping into a theme that feels like a blanket wrapped around your heart. The heat we find in winter, because winter isn't just cold. It makes us crave closeness. It makes us seek warmth in others. It draws out our desire to hold, to be held, to lean in, to whisper something soft in the dim light of December. There is a glow that only winter brings, the glow we find in one another. Ooh. So the poem tonight is What We Buried by Caitlin Shell, I believe her last name is, and I apologize if I have pronounced it wrong. I want the kind of love that keeps its warmth, even in the dead of winter, the kind that glows from within, steady and bright enough to thaw the world around it. Wow. Pretty nice poem, huh? Oh, yes, Alex. Zena will probably make an appearance. However, Zena is in my bedroom, cuddled up with her mom, Sweet Pea, and I think two other cats. So I'm not positive she'll be here. Maybe Mr. Leroy Jethro Gibbs will make an appearance because he's over by the door. But yes, I'm sure one of the cats will show up at some point in time. So the poem, you know, this poem to me kind of feels like, oh, maybe a cup of hot tea or hot cocoa, whatever you like to drink for soul. I personally got some nice hot tea, red hibiscus this evening. Because I need the warmth. Because, you know, the poem, it reminds us that warmth isn't just physical, right? It can be emotional, energetic, and spiritual. Winter has a way of revealing that kind of love that lasts. The kind of love that doesn't flicker when the nights get long. The kind of love that stays warm, even when the world feels frozen. Tonight, we explore that warmth. The spark, the glow, the heat we find in winter. This is episode number 11, by the way, here on TikTok and for the podcast. If you're joining me live, welcome. If you're listening to the podcast version, I wish you'd join me live sometime. I'm glad you're listening. But I'd love to see you on TikTok from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time to join me and Alex, because Alex is usually my comrade in arms here at Love Notes. We talk about love for an hour. I mean, it's a wonderful way to spend a Friday evening, especially if you're home. You know what you're doing. and there's Mr. Leroy Jethro Gibbs. Let's talk about love. There's my Gibby Gibbs. Hello, Gibsters. I knew you'd show up if Zena wasn't here. All right, so let's get to dedication. No, my dear, you cannot go that way. Let's go to dedication number one. This is from Elise. She lives in a very cold place right now. She lives in Vermont, which is absolutely stunningly beautiful in the fall and in the winter. Oh, it is so beautiful. But it's cold. And she writes, to the man who warms my cold feet under the blankets without complaining. That's how I know it's love. Gibby Gibbs, I really do not want you to knock over my hot tea. Thank you so much. And she asked for me to play Turning Page by Sleeping At Last. This is a song I've never heard before, so I'm looking forward to giving it a listen. I'm sorry that it's not playing. The song's not playing how we want it to. You know, I'm not even sure it's me why this keeps messing up. Because the service I'm using in order to play the songs, we've had some issues meeting the service for a little bit. And I was trying to play songs earlier today, and I'd hit play and it would tell me it's not there. I'm like, what do you mean it's not there? We were just listening to it. So I think next week I'm going to try the service through a different browser because I have three different browsers on my computer. We'll do that, and hopefully we won't have any skipping next week. But the song, for what we could hear of it with the jumping, it really is, it was talking about everyday intimacy, right? And it's the everyday intimacy that reveals the deepest love. I say this all the time. It's the little things. The little things is what's count in a relationship. It's you bringing them coffee or remembering what their favorite tea is, or they've come home from a hard day at work and they like their feet rubbed, so you rub their feet. It's Friday night, so what do they like to watch? Is there a streaming series they like, or maybe you guys like to cuddle up together and watch a movie? It's the little things that really make a difference in a relationship. Like cold feet, cold feet finding warm legs, and blankets that get shared when it's cold out without hesitation. A body becomes a safe harbor when this happens. Love isn't always about fireworks. We love fireworks. We love grand gestures. Please don't get me wrong. But sometimes love's just warm calves and soft laughter. Really, just those two things, and everything works out. Sometimes it is the unspoken promise that I will always make room for you, even when you come in cold. I think all of us have cold days, not just cold because it's chilly outside, but just cold because we've had one of those days, right? We don't always are warm and cuddly people who want to talk and express and listen to how the other person's day is, and because we had a really crappy day. Sometimes we just want maybe a good drink, whether it be a glass of wine, a hot tea, and some mindless thing to look at until you de-stress. All right. That's why I always think that when you work, it doesn't matter if you work inside the house, if you do remote or outside the house, everybody needs a buffer zone between their work day and their home day. So say you work from home, okay, and your shift is done, whatever you're doing. Maybe sit there for 5, 10 minutes with your headphones on, listen to music that pumps you up, that makes you happy, that allows you to daydream good stuff. Okay? And then after that 5, 10 minutes, turn the music off, leave the room you're in, and then go enjoy home life because work life is now behind you for the day. If you work outside the house, when you get home, either before you leave the office, or when you get home, but before you come in the house, sit in the car for a little bit. You can listen to music. You can listen to an audiobook if you like. Or you can just sit there and take a couple of deep breaths and leave your work life behind and go in and enjoy your home life. Too many times, work life bleeds over into home life bleeds over to work life, and then our day gets all effed up, doesn't it? So taking these moments of buffer time is important. I mean, you can even do the buffer time if you've had a hard day at home. Take a few minutes before you walk into work in your car for that buffer, or taking a few minutes in your office if you're remote to breathe and get centered before you start your work day. Give it a shot. Let me know if it helps. I know it's helped many clients, but it doesn't help everybody. So I'd like to know if this is something that would help you. So let me, moving forward, let's go to the romance book spotlight today. I love this part. Today is One Day in December by Josie Silver. Now, this book is a winter romance, and it's a pretty good book. It really is. There's like a fleeting glance through a bus window. There's a spark, and you know when that spark shows up, man. It's very undeniable. It's very electric. Two strangers meet, and it feels like destiny. And then the universe says, eh, not yet, guys. It's a story of timing. Missed timing. Painful timing. Perfect timing. It's the slow burn you feel in your chest. The ache that says, I know you. I do. Even the two of you have never spoke. For anyone who's believed that that one moment, that one heartbeat can change everything. So this is one of those books, okay, where people see each other, but the timing is just off every single time until it's not. All right. And it's a good romance novel for wintertime. It's a nice cozy book. Okay. I like cozy. If you haven't noticed. Now we're going to try for dedication number two, and we're going to go fingers crossed here. This is from Cody in Texas, and he writes, to my winter crush, thanks for letting me put my cold hands on your warm neck, even though you're mad at me every single time. And the song that they requested, and we've had this song before, must be popular, is Adore You by Harry Styles. So fingers crossed, this time it works. I went and I touched the mouse. I went and touched the mouse and messed everything up. That's kind of what I get. All right, so third song when we get there, we're not touching anything. Absolutely nothing. Oh my goodness. I'm telling you what, things they just get so touchy. They do. Now, I absolutely adore you by Harry Styles. Love this song. It's on my playlist, my happy playlist. But you know that you are truly loved by somebody when they let your cold hands go anywhere on their nice warm body, right? This is trust. And it's devotion. And it can be love wrapped up in annoyance. The best kind. And the neck, well, you put some cold hands on the neck, that's intimate. And that is playful. That's flirtation disguised as mischief. I personally like this kind of mischief. But, you know, if you're joining me live here on TikTok, drop me an emoji if you know the joy of being somebody else's cold hand menace. Oh, I love stuff like this. Now, let's move forward on the desire drop of the week. And we're going to talk about the slow circle technique. It's a sensual awareness practice that ignites desire through slow, deliberate, almost torturously, around there, yeah, light motion, all right? There's no breathing exercises, there's no chest touching. I don't think we've done this one yet. This time, we're going to awaken desire by reintroducing your body to slow, circular intention. Okay, so try this on your forearm or your shoulder. And if you want to, close your eyes, because this way, touch is more, touch is heightened. Our other senses heighten when we close our eyes. All right, so close your eyes. There you go. With your fingertips on either your forearm or maybe your shoulder, trace a slow circle about the size of a quarter on your skin. Okay, go slow. Now you go even slower. Reverse the direction. Give yourself a moment and imagine somebody doing that to you. Real slow and deliberate. And maybe they go from the circle to the figure eight, the affinity symbol. Do you know somebody, if they did that to you, you'd completely unravel? You probably would. If you did this to somebody, they would probably unravel. Why this works? The skin reads slow touch as tension. The nervous system reads it as desire. The mind reads it as intimacy. This technique builds heat not by touching intensely, but by touching with intention. Our bodies respond to slowness, to daring softness, to the promise inside a gentle circle. Desire isn't always heat. Sometimes it's the slow ignition before the flame. I'm liking that. Be nice to have someone touch you like that, right? Or for you to touch somebody like that. So if you're with somebody this evening, give it a shot. I'm going to promise you they're going to like it. And they're probably going to lean in for more. So you might want to be prepared for that. Just to let you know. All right. Let us get to our third dedication, and fingers crossed that we will not skip along with this song, that it plays gently and wonderfully for everybody who is listening. So, this dedication comes from Naomi in Minnesota. You were my winter storm and my quiet snowfall, both beautiful and both unforgettable. Woo! And they're asking for the song Skinny Love by Birdie. I've never heard of this song before, so I'm excited to listen to it without any skipping. Let's go. We had success. No skipping. Woohoo! Makes me very happy. Third time's the charm. So, some loves like to enter our lives like a storm, right? Loud, passionate, overwhelming. Have you ever had one of those type of relationships? Others can kind of settle around us like they are part of a snowfall. They're quiet, they're soft, they're serene. Some loves somehow manage to do both, the intensity and the gentleness, the chaos and the calm, the whirlwind and the whisper. Not all love is meant to stay, but some love is meant to be remembered. Drop me an emoji in the chat if you're with me live here on TikTok. If you've ever had a love that changed your season, I know I have. And if I, maybe I'm going to drop an emoji in my own chat. Let's see. This goofy looking face. We're going to put that one there. Here we go. I just put a goofy looking face in my TikTok chat because I can do that because it's mine. Right? Right. There we go. Goofy looking face. Listening to this past song, The Skinny Love by Birdie, it I don't know why it reminded me of a show I'm watching on Netflix. I actually watched it on PBS while it was live on PBS several years ago. It's called Victoria, and it's about Queen Victoria and her great love with Prince Albert and her reign as a very young queen. It's a really good story. It only lasted 3 seasons, unfortunately, but it's filled with love. It's filled with sexiness and temptation, and a lot of people like royalties. It's obviously filled with royalty. I'm finding Victoria to be a very nice, I don't know, distraction in this cold weather. Something I can watch, really get into. I already did Stranger Things. Now I have to wait till Christmas to get me some more Stranger Things. But since this is Love Notes and we're talking about love, if you haven't watched Victoria on Netflix and you happen to like royalty type shows, it's a pretty good one. All right. So let's move forward with the soulful connection part of tonight. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to hold up just here a second. Alex, you have not watched Stranger Things at all? Where you been? I think there are some characters in there you would really like. One in particular. You got to watch it, man. You're missing something really good. I was hooked from the get-go, but it's based in the 80s. And hey, Gen X, hello. I love everything 80s. So that sucked me in to begin with. And then I just happened to love the story and all the... Well, you and I, Alex, will discuss which character afterward. But I know there is one in particular that I think you would like. Anyways, all right, let's get to the soulful connection part of Love Notes. This is one of my favorite things. My book's coming out in 26, so this is why I've added a soulful connection part to Love Notes, because, well, gosh darn it, I love everything soulmates. I love soulmates, I love a twin flame. I love the connections that last an effing eternity. Okay. Now, with a soul connection, just because you meet one of your soulmates, we have lots of soulmates, all of us. If you meet one of your soulmates in this lifetime, doesn't necessarily mean that that is supposed to be a romantic relationship in this life. Because let me tell you, if we look at somebody's soul circle, which is the largest amount of souls that we are connected to, we have tens of thousands, okay, in that circle. Now, if we go to the soul group, that's about 300. If we go down to the, soul circle, soul group, 300, go down to the soul family, we've got about 24. If we go down to soul cluster, we've got about 6 or 7, and then you only have one twin flame. So, everybody you date, love, marry, divorce, live with, break up with, they are all soulmates. Okay, but not all soulmates are a romantic connection. See the difference? But I believe it's important that people understand soulmates and soul connections so that we can truly understand that we are never really alone, ever. Even if there's nobody around you, okay? If you live by yourself and you have no pets and you don't associate with people outside, and maybe you don't associate people online either. You watch your TV and you're very happy with that and maybe listening to the radio. You may think you're alone because there's nobody there but you, but you're never really actually alone. Okay? That's why I think soulful connections for me is so very important, because there are so many lonely people out there in the world who think they don't have anybody when in actuality they have tens of thousands. All right. So tonight we're going to start talking about the Ember theory. Ember as in E-M-B-E-R, Ember. In every relationship that we have, past, present, future, there's always a little ember. There's a fire. An ember is the small glow left behind after the fire. Okay? Fire burns. It starts to cool down. There are little embers around. An ember is not really burning, but it's not gone. It's just waiting, right? Some embers go dark. Some embers flare back to life. Some glow softly for years, comforting us when we need warmth. The Ember theory teaches us not every love is meant to burn forever. Some loves are meant to leave warmth, not flames. And some embers reignite only when you have changed. Embers represent possibility, spirit, connection, energy that is not finished speaking. So for the energy practice tonight, we're going to work on waking the inner ember, okay? Tonight's practice activates your personal ember, the part of you that holds your passion, your creativity, and your desire to connect. There's no breath work, there's no touching of anybody, just sensation and visualization. Another word for visualization is imagination. Now, if you cannot visualize or imagine in pictures, and there are plenty of people who cannot, that I want you to use the emotions associated with what we're doing here for your imagination. So if we're doing something and you imagine a warm feeling inside of you, okay, you can feel the warmth in your body somewhere. Go with that feeling of warmth, okay? That's what you're going to use for your imagination, are the feelings and emotions that crop up. All right, so if you can, and it's a safe place to do it, close your eyes, all right? And if you're going to do this through the podcast episode, we're about at 26 minutes in, just to let you know. So close your eyes and imagine a tiny ember glowing low in your solar plexus chakra, okay? Your solar plexus chakra is 2 inches above the belly button. In this little ember in your solar plexus, it's dim, but it's warm, okay? Each time you imagine something that can light you up or fire you up, it can be, let's think about a person that can ignite that little ember. Any person you want to think about at all that may ignite it. A dream you've had, maybe with this person, or maybe it's a daydream, or somebody, I don't know, maybe you dream to be with. Maybe it's a desire, okay? A desire that, or a goal you're reaching towards. I like to think of it as a desire as opposed to a goal. And whether the person, the dream, or the desire, whichever one you get the biggest warmth out of, allow yourself to feel or see that ember brighten, right? Picture it glowing. If you can't picture it, feel it glowing brighter and warmer and brighter and warmer until the warmth and the brightness move up and fills your chest with warmth, your throat with warmth. And now it spreads up through your head with warmth. And there's brightness involved too, of course. Maybe down your left arm. Then we have warmth go down our right arm. And then from our solar plexus, we're going to take this wonderful ember and its growth and its color of brightness and move downwards. Down past belly button, down past the sacral chakra, and you're now reading your pelvis with your root chakra, your tailbone, your groin area. We move this warmth, this brightness down our thighs, our knees, our shins, into our ankles, and then our feet. Let that ember remind you, you're not cold inside. You're not extinguished. Your passion is alive, waiting, just waiting for permission to glow again. You don't need a spark from someone else. You are the spark. And as we're thinking and feeling this warmth, the affirmation for the week is, there is a spark inside me that never goes out. All right, you can sit with that warmth another few seconds. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Whew, that felt good. Got warmth and I got some tingly sensations everywhere. Yes, I did. Love that. I was working on this earlier, trying it out on myself, to make sure that I could feel and see what was going on. And I felt it and I saw it and I loved every second of it. So fantastic, Alex. I'm so happy you did as well. Excellent. And I hope you guys out there did. You know, if you ever want to drop me a note about what we're doing here on Love Notes, please do. You can send me an email either to allythies@yahoo.com or you can send it to allie@thepassionzone.com. I read all emails, unless you're spam, then I don't read spam. But everything else I do. All right, so let us move forward with the romantic movie of the week. For this week, it's The Holiday. This is from 2006. This movie is a warm blanket for the soul. It really is. Two women living opposite lives swap homes across the world. And in doing so, they swap patterns, they swap perspectives, they swap destinies. They even made a TV series. I think the TV series was based on the movie about swapping wives, which I found interesting. Sometimes love appears when you break your routine. Sometimes healing happens in someone else's home. Sometimes the heart needs a new environment to feel again. Oh, yes, indeedy do. Fantastic, right? If you're joining me live, drop me an emoji in the chat if The Holiday is one of your December must-watches. It is a good movie. It is good acting. I love this movie. I do watch it every Christmas season. I also watch Die Hard, which, I'm sorry, I will argue with you, it is a Christmas movie. All right. even though Die Hard came out in, I think, in July, during the summertime, but it has a Christmas theme. That said, let us go to our fourth dedication of the evening, and fingers crossed, this one works as well. This comes from London in Arizona, and they write, "You're the fire I didn't know I needed, and the warmth I never want to lose." Oh, yes, indeedy do. And they want me to play "I Get to Love You" by Ruella, I believe the name is. That was "I Get to Love You" by I think her name is Ruella. What a pretty song. "I Get to Love You." And she's so happy about that. "I Get to Love You." What a wonderful song. You know, some people don't just warm us. They thaw something inside us that's been frozen for eons. They awaken the parts of us that we thought winter had taken. They offer heat without burning, light without blinding, and love without fear. Drop me an emoji in the chat if you're joining me live here on TikTok. If you've ever loved somebody who felt like home and heat at the same time. What a wonderful way to go. Woohoo! Now let us move forward with the quick fire tip of the week. And tonight's intimacy booster is called the 60-second melt. And you know, when I was creating this earlier, I had forgotten that me and ex-husband number one, I have two ex-husbands, me and ex-husband number one used to do this all the time. And it really does work. So the 60-second melt. Spend exactly 1 minute tracing shapes on your partner's arm, shoulder, or back. It can be letters. We used to spell out things on each other's back or arms, or maybe our thighs. We'd spell out words, and the other person had to guess. You can draw flowers, stars, hearts, curves, circles, infinity, your initials, their initials, and do it very slowly because this creates slow sensory anticipation. And this melts stress. It deepens intimacy, and it primes the body for connection. Oh, yes, it does. 1 minute, 60 seconds. Well, that's all it takes. Honest. So give it a try tonight. And tonight we honored the heat inside winter, the spark that never dies, the embers that still glow, the warmth we offer, and the warmth we receive. Winter doesn't dim love, it highlights it. It reveals who warms us, who stays close, who brings light into long nights. I'd like to thank you for spending this beautiful hour with me. If you want your dedication, confession, or love note featured next week, you can submit it through the Passion Zone, the link that's in my bio here on TikTok, the link in the show's notes, if you're listening to the podcast version. And please join me next Friday night for Love Notes, where the warmth never fades, the spark never dies, and love always finds a new way to glow. Talk to you next week, guys.